I think COVID fatigue is definitely real, and I would be lying if I didn't say that even myself, even as a physician and a public health person, didn't have COVID fatigue and didn't experience COVID fatigue. But I think what I would say is, as you're getting more and more tired of being cooped up, because we're in month 9 of this going into month 10, continue trying to find unique ways to make sure that you can stay connected to individuals, to make sure that your mental health can stay where it needs to be and not suffer. And really reaching out to whether it's your family members, your friends, whoever it is, and keeping that communication open. Because even though you may not be able to hug and touch and laugh in person with individuals or share conversations around meals like we normally do, especially around this time, you can still get some of that joy and some of that excitement by talking with people.
Absolutely.